Zinata Secretary for Education Peter Slander says his organization is not happy with the public sale of some traditional medicine and Chinese herbs in local markets. Slander says they are losing a lot in potential revenue due to the sale of these cheap products. He claims that some of the medicine on sale is fake and dangerous to Zimbabweans.
We need also to be competitive like what the Chinese healers are doing. The idea of building pharmacies, we've got some other angles whereby actually the government, they sideline traditional healers.
Siwanda urges police and local authorities to remove all traditional vendors from the streets.
They must try also to assist us by arresting those people. We want to drive them off the street because actually it gives a bad reputation to the traditional healers.
Another Zinata member, Constance Makomo, says Zimbabweans should buy traditional medicine from its registered members. But some Harare residents strongly believe that the majority of those selling traditional medicine on the streets are Zinata agents. Local vendor Primrose Murombo says she is selling traditional medicine on behalf of a Mutare-based traditional healer she only identified as Sekuru Maparanyanga. Murombo, who operates at the corner of Samura Mashela Avenue and Harare Street, says it is untrue that they are selling fake medicine. She is registered under the Traditional Medical Practitioners Act. Another registered vendor, Nyasha Kadingire, who operates at the corner of Nelson Mandela Avenue and 5th Street, says most of them are registered and pay levies to the local authority. The two, however, believe that there are some unregistered and untrained vendors operating in Harare and other parts of the country. According to Health and Child Welfare Minister David Parenyatwa, his ministry values alternative medicines and is a department that ensures that people are protected from dangerous medicine. A group of Zinata members once operated pharmacies in places like Highfield and the city's central business district. Herbalists and all those who sell traditional medicine, as well as faith healers, are supposed to be registered in terms of the Traditional Medical Practitioners Act. In 2010, the Parliamentary Health Committee recommended that government should create guidelines on traditional medicines research, manufacturing and distribution in order to complement conventional medicine. The committee noted at that time that 80% of the population used traditional medicines. There are more than 45,000 traditional healers in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.